update on Roddy? Is he going to be held out of this next game, probably?
Yeah, the update on Roddy is Roddy has an ankle injury. He will not play in the game this week. And then, you know, moving forward beyond that, he'll be on the same plan as all of our starters for the final preseason game.
What about the other guys, Ewing, Robert James, Snelling? Is it still the plan for them to play in this next game?
Yes, it is. Snelling will be back with us practicing tomorrow, and we anticipate Robert James and Brady Ewing to start our work week on Tuesday, which is our normal work week start for a Saturday night game.
And Steven Nicholas, he didn't finish practice?
Steven Nicholas did not finish practice. He left the field, and I don't know a whole lot more than that right now. So when I find out, I'll let you guys know.
How'd Spoon look?
It was great to have Sean back out there. The energy that he brings is evident, and I think he needs to do some conditioning just simply because he hasn't practiced for a couple weeks, but he looked great. You know, there'll be no limitations whatsoever, so we anticipate that he'll be ready to go this week as well.
Speaking of returns to practice, do you anticipate Tony Gonzalez participating tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Is that good news, too?
That's very good news. Tony will be participating, as we stated earlier in training camp, that he was going to play in the third preseason game, and we're starting our preparation for the third preseason game this week. So he'll be here with us tomorrow. So we're excited to have him back out on the practice field as well.
Coach, as you finish up and get ready to break camp here, do you feel like you've accomplished everything you needed to in this camp?
Well, we still got a lot of things to work on. As even though we're breaking camp, we still have two more preseason games. We'll go through this week as a dry run in terms of preparation. So we'll switch gears a little bit, but we still have some things that we need to clean up, and in some areas, a lot of things we need to clean up. The big thing for us as a staff is to continue this evaluation process. There's a number of young guys that have done some really good things over the first two preseason games, and we need to get a chance to really evaluate those guys and figure out how we're going to put our 53-man roster together.
Look at the film of Thursday, pretty much better across the board from week one?
Absolutely. I thought that the areas that we felt like we needed to improve in, we did. We still made a lot of mistakes, but we wanted to improve our running game, and I thought that we did that. I thought the offensive line did a nice job. The backs were outstanding in terms of making the right decisions. We wanted to stop the run, and we did that better. And that's a team that's has a pretty good running game. So for that half, anyways, when we were out there, it was good. It wasn't a full game, but we did like the way that our guys played, and there was much improvement, not only for some individuals, but for units as well. We've still got to fix some things on special teams. The young guys that could be helping us, they've got to do a much better job, especially in our punt protection and coverage.
I was going to ask you about that with the punt return touchdown.
Yes.
Both came later in the game. Was that a function of having different personnel out there?
Absolutely. We operate in preseason games with the first group taking one half and then the back end guys taking the second half. We got a lot of work to do just in terms of schematics and having the guys understand what we want to do. And we've got to punt the ball a little bit better as well. We didn't punt it as well in week two as we did in week one. I thought week one we punted the ball outstanding. So it's a lot of young guys that are all correctable mistakes that we made, but we can't be giving up touchdowns on punt returns.
How did Holmes and Schrader grade week two versus game one?
I thought that they took a step forward. Of course, when you run the ball like we did, and we had some explosive runs, and when you do that, you are controlling the line of scrimmage. I thought both of them took a step forward. And it's going to be a learning process for those guys. This is going to be a big week for them because we're going to play our starters a little bit longer than we have in the previous two games. So it's going to be a great evaluation for them to go into the third quarter. And I thought they improved from week one to week two.
Not only are you going to play your starters longer, but you're going to game plan this week for the opposite team. How's that going to affect how you guys prepare?
It's going to affect us quite a bit in terms of how we practice, because we will now go to scout teams. We've just been out here running plays against each other. You know, it's been Falcons on Falcons. Our coaching staff will go through. We've broken down film of the one preseason game they're playing tonight, so we'll get the second preseason game in. We'll use some of the film from last year as well and go through the process. We'll have scout teams where we'll try to simulate the Tennessee Titans offenses and defenses, so the younger players will have a new role. So the number of snaps that we're going to get are going to be reduced simply because we're going to have to prepare both our offense and our defense.